K-Bear 101, Mick and Al on the Freak Show. I want to welcome John from Marcy Playground in the studio with us. Going to be performing tonight at the Royal. And I've never seen your band play, so I'm looking forward to tonight, John.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. We're playing with Fuel.
Yeah, and Fuel's a good band, too. So we got a great night to start off this big Royal Fest weekend going on. You grew up in Minnesota.
Yeah.
And the name Marcy Playground is where you went to elementary school?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, in Minneapolis, and I was just thinking about this last night. We were in Minnesota recently, in Minneapolis, and right next to there, I grew up in this sort of area of Minneapolis called Dinkytown.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that where Prince was from?
Oh, okay. Right. He's just a little guy.
Dinkytown, yeah.
But I was just thinking about like, T-shirts that just said, straight out of Dinkytown.
I would wear one, but I'd be too insecure.
Yeah.
It'd be too close to
reality. How long has it been since you lived in Minnesota, then?
A long time.
Okay.
Long
time. So just when you were a kid?
Yeah, because my dad sort of moved us out of there, and we ended up going to Philadelphia. He got a job teaching. He's a teacher, so he got a job teaching out there.
Okay.
And then moved around a bit, but yeah.
How old were you when you made your first album in your bedroom?
Wait, what?
I think I was like, I did that. I did that.
Yeah, I did that.
It's probably about 18, 19, something like that.
18, 19. And were you doing it on an audio workshop?
I did it on a Tascam 688.
Okay.
Which was a cassette machine.
Yeah. Had those, yeah.
Yeah, with DBX.
I think I only had the 4-track, though, so.
Those were actually quite good.
Yeah, and then you had to take that and put it in another one so then you could add more tracks to the tape.
Yeah, to ping pong the tracks. Well,
yeah, exactly. I had to do that with a 2-track when I was first
you
starting.
You did 2-track?
2-tracks, yeah.
Man, you topper.
I was praying for a 4-track.
Yeah, I did it with 1-track.
Yeah. Well, dude, I did it without any tracks at all.
I just played live.
So when you I always get curious when you write a hit song if you know it's going to be a hit or if you even got a feeling. So Sex and Candy, I can't even imagine what the story behind that is. But when it comes, yeah, what a great song. And did you know it was a great song?
No. I mean, I knew that people liked it when I played it. The story is not really anything that all that great. I mean, I was dating a girl in college, and her roommate came in and misquoted Toni Morrison. And she goes, ooh, it smells like Sex and Candy in here. And there's a part in a book that Toni Morrison writes, you know, and it smelled like candy and sex, right?
Yeah.
And so she came and misquoted it, and I was like, hey, that's really awesome. I think I'm going to add that into a song.
Cool.
And, I mean, this is, you know.
And so you make the song, and...
I didn't know. It's too difficult, really, to sort of judge your own material in that way.
Yeah.
You have to rely on other people's feedback. And
Was a record company involved at that time?
No.
Good.
Long before.
Because I always say I love a band's first album, because that's theirs. And then you start hearing the second and third album, you notice it sounds a little different because it's got so much record company influence, more so in the old days than maybe now. But
you're not wrong there. Yeah.
Yeah.
They want to get their fingers in it. Well, I think it's that they want to be invested in it. You know, they want to know that,
right.
that it's going in the direction that they think it should be going.
Yeah.
And, you know, and inadvertently end up meddling.
Yes.
It's not that they're, you know, out to, like, screw things up. It's just...
No, they want to screw things right.
Right.
You know, so they start wanting you. Well, there's a template, John, and this is how hit songs are made. And you're all of a sudden going, well, that's not how I do it. Well, we'll do it this way.
Right.
And I always say, God, I wish record companies would have stayed out of it because first albums were always so good, and I always wondered what that band would have evolved into without the meddling of a record company.
That's right.
You know, a good example of that is REO Speedwagon.
Really?
When they first came out, they were this great rock band. And then as record companies, they turned into I Can't Fight This Feeling. You know, and it's like that was record company influence.
Yeah, definitely. But I think there's...
And our production, you know, it could have been a production team that was, like, hired to come in, and that sometimes ends up happening as well. But
yeah.
You're right. That's record company influence.
But would you have a problem playing stadiums every summer?
Yeah, I know. Exactly. You know, he has a point here about REO Speedwagon. It's like, can they really complain about the fact that that was a massive hit?
All right. Keep on loving you, everybody.
Yeah, it's like, wah, wah. This is a big sob story here.
Yeah, I feel bad for us. We have to play this song.
I'm sorry, I'll shut up.
No. Because I'm sure they would still rather be playing, you know. What's one of your favorites?
What, for Mario?
Yeah.
157
Riverside Avenue. Okay. Yeah, I feel you. I'm with you. I'm feeling you.
Do it, man. Get down.
But tonight, is it tonight or tomorrow?
Tonight.
Yeah. So tonight, Marcy Playground and Fuel.
Royal Fest is kicking. This is kicking off the.
Okay, so this is what you're talking about. The pre
right.
Royal
so
Fest.
Tonight we're playing with Fuel, and then going into tomorrow.
Very cool. Are you staying in town for Royal Fest, or are you taking off?
I'm not sure.
Tomorrow?
Well, we have. I think we may have to go wherever Fuel's going. So.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, we're sort of a team.
We were just
right
hoping
now.
For like an all-star jam at the end of the set tomorrow night. That'd be pretty
no,
cool.
Tomorrow night, no, definitely not. Because we're supposed to be on the road to Vegas by that point.
Okay.
Not playing there.
So right. are you still having fun? Still doing good then, John?
Oh yeah.
Good.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Cool.
Living the dream.
Right on. Living the dream.
And they're still playing the songs they want to play, not the record company.
We'll play Marcy Playground. I got to take a commercial break. Then when we come back, we'll play some Marcy Playground. Okay.
Okay.
Let's make it out. Okay, bro. We'll be right back.